This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. No, it isn't Tuesday. It's Monday. Oh. Sorry, I was getting ahead of
myself.
It's
Tuesday.
It's Thursday.
Fantastic.
It's Friday Eve.
I already attended that meeting, and I'm done with it.
God, it was so informative, wasn't it? Oh, my God.
It changed my life.
Well, I fully expect it to.
So, yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm
good thing we'll have another one of those today.
Whew. Yeah, well,
yeah,
so
no doubt.
Happy. All right, here we go.
Listen to me leaving this office, my wife's office. Pew! Pew! That's me.
Howdy. I know. It's so weird when you have 2 weeks of vacation coming up. It's like, it like looms. I measure time. I'm like, oh, we've been back from vacation for 2 whole weeks, and it'll be just like that amount of time. That seemed like a long time. One more. We only have a vacation coming.
Goes so fast. It goes way too fast.
It's already over, frankly. It's, you know.
Yep. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to 2021.
Right.
Just play this show back on that day, and it'll be like we're here. All right. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, turns out. It's 7:08 in the morning. The sun is, it's light out. Starting to get light out. It actually looks like, it looks pretty clear here. Everything's pretty soggy, as you might recall the rainstorms yesterday. So
it was pouring.
Oh, damn. I couldn't believe it. There were a couple points where I'm like, this is a freaking squall. It's crazy.
Absolutely. It dumped here too. You know what? Now that the new office is all set up, I actually look straight out the window from where I'm sitting. It's nice. I just jumped up to open it up.
Open your window.
See a tree. And there's the neighbor's window. Hi.
Oh, what fun. They can watch you do the show every morning. How exciting. Yeah, I'm looking out a window at a hairless tree, leafless tree, a tree without a bare tree, hairless. On Friday, it had still plenty of leaves left on it. But now I'm just looking right through it. That's what it is. That's the time of year. Although yesterday, we were driving around in the morning, and the...
What?
Where did you go?
We just went for a ride. Take my car out. Gonna drive my car.
All right.
The foliage was. I actually, my favorite time of year is when it's been pouring. So the trunks of the trees are black, like big thick black trunks with the vivid colors up above. It's just so like it's such a stark contrast.
It's neat. Sure.
I know. It's really pretty. We have huge maple trees in our neighborhood. I'm like, oh my God, it's like blazing red. Like that tree's on fire. And then it started raining again. I'm like, we should go home. This seems dangerous. Anyway, hello. It's Monday. And Celebrity Trash for the 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by The Movies Reviews.
Oh.
We're doing one of those tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Kid you not. Tomorrow, 9:15. I don't know what he's going to review. There are no movies.
No, there are. Actually, I'm super excited to see Soul.
Yeah,
Wonder Woman's coming out, available for rent, and Tenet is going to be available. Like our vacation, I'll get to watch three new things.
I don't think you're going to have to rent Wonder Woman if you have. Isn't it on Apple Plus or Disney Plus? What's it on?
I thought it was HBO Go.
Is it on HBO Max?
Some deal.
It's a Warner Brothers thing. You know what's really funny? So
HBO Max.
This is the Warner Brothers HBO Max deal where they're like all 17 of our movies are coming out at the same time on streaming. If you own HBO Max, if you already pay for that service, you get them.
And if you have HBO, then you have HBO Max, right?
I do not know that, Vinny. I do seem to have HBO Max, and I just have HBO. I don't know. I don't know the rules on that.
Okay.
But so Warner Brothers makes this deal, and all the movie companies, all the movie theater companies, I should say, are freaking out because they're like, we're hoping to have a comeback this year. We don't want you to do that. There's a rumor that Patty Jenkins, who directed Wonder Woman, and Gal Gadot, who stars as Wonder Woman, each got paid $10 million to praise the HBO Max deal. I don't know if it's true. According to the New York Times, though, they, in order to get them on board...
That's one way to keep your talent from bad-mouthing your crap.
Yep. Pay them handsomely. Like, I don't even know what she got... I don't know what Gal Gadot got for.
I'll tell you one thing. I didn't get a goddamn penny for radio.com. Not one.
Nope.
No considerations at all. We've just done it because we're good little employees. That's all.
And because the app's amazing. Duh.
Right.
Oh, yes. Right. Also because we totally believe in the product. They're apparently says Gadot and Jenkins each received more than $10 million to praise it. So, because there are other people, Christopher Nolan, he's not happy and he's yowling about it.
Yep, I read that.
Yeah,
he didn't get the $10 million.
Apparently not, Ben. They didn't give it to him. I guess they should have spread that cash around. So anyway, movies reviews tomorrow. He was trying to get screeners for both those movies, actually. Mm-hmm. But I think there was like a director and producer interview attached to the Soul one, and Wonder Woman said, "Nah, we don't need you."
Well, either way, both of those movies aren't the screeners for us. They don't come out until after the end of this week. So I think they come out on Saturday.
Oh, so we could get screeners, but we can't get them this week, right? Mm-hmm. When we're off next week.
He's gonna cobble together some year in review.
That's great.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Exactly. All right, I'm going to start with Chicks Who Kick Ass. For the first time, a woman has scored in a major college football team. Vanderbilt kicker Sarah Fuller recently became the first woman to play in a Power 5 college football game, and now she's the first woman to score in a Power 5 game.
She's their kicker, correct?
She's the kicker, yep. Power 5 conferences are the major ones, the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the SEC. It was a game against Tennessee on Saturday, and she kicked an extra point in the first quarter to tie things up 7-7. She was pretty excited, as were all her otherwise male teammates. It was a very cool moment. She also kicked another extra point later in the game, but Vanderbilt did lose 42-17. But two of those points were hers. Afterwards,
I'd like to believe she's having a good go of it too. Like, it seems like young people are not the misogynist pigs that older people used to be. I don't know. Maybe I didn't word that right. But hopefully she's having a good go of it.
She says, here's her quote. "At the end of the day, they treated me like an athlete, and that's the best I could ask for."
Boom. Great.
There it is. I know. It's great. So congratulations to Sarah Fuller, the first female football player to score in a major college football team. Game, I should say. Johnny Bench, this is a... Oh, boy. The cats are on the piano.
Oh. It's like, that's suspenseful.
Yeah. That was nice.
Okay,
good.
Here we go.
This should be fun.
This will be...
Johnny Bench. Boom.
Boom. Johnny Bench is a baseball Hall of Famer.
Yep, catcher.
Yep. He, I guess he just doesn't have the kind of money that the pro ballers have these days, because he had to auction off some memorabilia to raise college tuition for his two sons. Mm, I know.
Hate to hear that.
So,
but you also do know a ton of these cats get worked in business deals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have money.
Sure.
They want to turn it into more. They invest. I don't know if that's what happened to him, but he
I don't
should
either.
Have had enough money. He's doing commercials.
Right.
I've seen him in recent commercials.
He's selling this stuff to fund his kids' college education. So that's, right. You know, he clearly had enough to have a regular life. And now he's like, wow, college is expensive, turns out. So he sold his last home run bat, his last Reds jersey, a 1968 Rookie of the Year award, and his Golden Glove awards. Sold them all off. He got between $1 million and $2 million for them.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's
and
really
it turns
nice.
Out that they were purchased by a friend of Johnny's. Guy's name's Alan Horwitz, and he bought them all and then gave them back to Johnny Bench.
Alan Horowitz.
Just
is that the guy married to Suzanne Summers?
I don't know, but it's H-O, there's no second O in there. Like, I was thinking the same thing, Horowitz, like Adam Horowitz. It's just Horwitz. Alan Horwitz bought all the
Hamill,
items.
Alan Hamill, I think, is the guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
He bought them all and gave them all back. In fact,
really?
Yes, he said, listen, dude, let me just pay for your
you should
kids.
Totally turn around and sell them again. That would be so funny.
Oh, my God, right. Well, I need more. I had already parted with these mentally.
I was trying to get rid of these things. They boomeranged right back to me.
Horwitz said, seeing how hard he worked to be recognized the way he was after all these years, only he deserves these. And it turns out that he paid ridiculously high prices for each item so that he wouldn't be outbid. He didn't want them bought up by collectors. He didn't want to lose any of the stuff he paid. They don't say how much he spent, but they say between over one and less than $2 million.
That's a really good friend.
Johnny Bench says that the news brought him to tears. He's going to save some of the items displayed. He's going to have these displayed at the National Baseball Hall of Fame, Reds Hall of Fame, Oklahoma Hall of Fame, and the Johnny Bench Museum.
There you go.
Which exists in Binger, Oklahoma.
Yeah, he was a big star. I mean, yeah. I didn't really follow baseball. I was more of a football kid. But Johnny Bench, I mean, we all know that name, right?
Yeah.
Anybody of a certain age does.
I don't know that I could have told you what teams or whatever, but I would have said, oh, that's a baseball guy. And certainly Johnny Bench was, that is a household name.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not so much these days, but for people our age, for sure. The Kardashians. I got a couple things here.
First of all,
we just got rid of them on E, you know, although I'm sure they're going to run those shows till the end of time. As you may have been keeping up with them, maybe not. But they ended their Keeping Up with the Kardashians show. They just want to get paid more, is what it comes down to. They have sold themselves to Hulu. The streaming service announced last week that members of them, of the Kardashian-Jenner brood, will be working with Hulu as part of a multi-year deal. I don't have any numbers here, unfortunately. The announcement was made at Disney's Investor Day. Kris Kardashian, Kim Kardashian West, Kourtney Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, Kendall Jenner, and Kylie Jenner are all included in the deal. I don't see Kanye West in here. And it's not too surprising because it looks like they're leading separate lives. That's what Page Six is reporting. Kim Kardashian.
Weirdly, she has to divorce him, right? She has to.
I don't know. Maybe they can figure out a way to just continue to live separately. Kim and Kanye have had a pretty tumultuous couple years here. A lot of people believe that they wouldn't make it through this year. And according to a new report, they're still together, but they lead very much separate lives. Kim has work and projects that are important to her. Kanye has his. Their lives don't overlap much, says a friend.
And meanwhile, they've got four kids together, right? Is it four or three?
Four.
It's at least four. I was thinking maybe it was five. It's just a whole bunch of kids. Kim seems happy, the friend says. Very focused on work and causes. She strongly believes she can make a change when it comes to prison reform. This is her passion. Her family's very proud of her. West has been keeping a fairly low profile since his failed bid for president. He did celebrate her birthday, creating a hologram of her late dad, Robert Kardashian Sr. You might remember that. He also penned a poem for her, which if you like poetry, you can read that on your own. I'm not going to burden you with it. I read some other thing about him too. He's getting sued. Let me see if I can find the damn story.
It's so weird that, because I was really a Kanye West fan early on. And it's not that I don't still think he's a valuable human being, because he is, but he's clearly ill. He's
agreed.
He's got problems for sure. But way back, I would have been like, there's no chance she's the one that leaves him. Not in a million years. Like, no
way.
She
brought his brand down, man.
Yeah, but it's just strange that the way things have played out. Mm. I couldn't have bet on that.
No. I'm with you. It's really, he seemed much more legit in the olden days. Mm-hmm. Now it's just, I hate to say it, he's like a sad, crazy guy. Who I think desperately needs help. Okay, let's do something else. That's sad. Simon Cowell, who really hurt himself on this bike. I have a bunch of information on this isn't happier, but it is another story. So we're moving off of that. You know, he's considering what does 10 million pounds convert to? Maybe like $14 million. I don't know what it is. He's considering suing that e-bike maker. They're basically saying that this is not an e-bike. This is a bike that goes 60 miles an hour.
13.3 million.
13.3. It's a 20,000 pound mega powerful e-bike. It's made by a company called Swind. It's called the Swind 3.
Yeah, we looked it up when the story broke, and yeah, it's more of an e-motorcycle, right?
It looks like a bike. It has skinnier
pedals.
Tires.
Does it have pedals?
It has pedals.
Right.
But it has, where even e-bikes have some bulk to them, they're sort of thicker. You've noticed that, certainly.
Sure.
Some, like the Specialized ones, they've really integrated the battery. It's really just a slight bulge. Most other ones just have kind of a thing clamped onto the frame. This one is very much beefier than that. But it has a bike seat, and it has bicycle pedals and thinner tires. I guess those could be skinny motorcycle tires. But this thing, basically, he says, they call it here 60 times more powerful than a normal e-bike. And e-bikes are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have some get up and go. Basically, he's 61, and he broke, I think, 3 bones in his back. Mm-hmm. In August, falling off this brand new Swind EB01. He claims that it shouldn't be used without special training and a full demonstration. Some associate of his is saying that thing is a death trap and should never have been sold to Simon without him being taught how to use it. This insider said the electric bike can go 60 miles an hour. It's banned from British roads, and it had all kinds of design quirks that could send inexperienced riders flying. He says it's like trying to control a wild horse that's rearing up. 15,000 watts of electric power. And they are said to be weighing their legal options now.
I can only speculate. I imagine he went, I want an e-bike, which is the best one made, because he's a money guy. And money guys always do that. They go, give me the best thing you got. What's
he
should have gone
Specialized.
On the market? Well, that's
the best
that's
regular
the
e-bike on the market.
Is someone probably directed him to the most money you can spend on an e-bike, and that's it. And therefore he went, I'll take it.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe someone really talked him into it. A real sales job, you know?
Maybe. See how, I mean, it's a bike and it looks bikey, but it also
look at
it
that
looks
take
like
off.
A...
Oh my God. Yeah, that thing just zoomed away.
Yeah. And this guy's not pedaling anymore.
Right.
He's using the motorcycle throttle.
Oh, he's doing wheelies.
He's even doing wheelies. Kids don't.
I guess to their point, a motorcycle license is another thing. If you're going to ride a motorcycle, you got to get a motorcycle license.
Right.
And if you're going to get that, you have to learn to ride a motorcycle.
He's
in this case,
Ducati.
Yeah, this guy's racing a motorcycle and winning. He's currently beating the motorcycle on this e-bike.
Yeah, so this is a motorcycle. It just happens to be electric. Anyway, he was rushed to the hospital, 6 hours of surgery, had his spine shored up with metal. He missed all kinds of work.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying, they're showing that bike just zooming by other bikes. Like, of course it is. It goes 60 miles
There's
an hour.
A guy just cranking a wheelie down the road at 45 miles per hour.
So, surprise, he's considering some...
Yeah, its designation for sure should be motorcycle. At that speed, it absolutely should have been something he had to get a license for.
And I'll just, because we're in England, I'm going to do another one from England. There's a person who was selling a home, and it was sold. They'd put up the sold sign, apparently, and then Banksy painted on the side of it. And now they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is how we're backing out of that sale.
Because they're keeping the house now because it's got a Banksy on it?
No, they're going to sell it. Oh. They're just going to sell it with a Banksy price
tag.
Way more.
Got it. Okay.
They're saying, oh, we're just trying to make sure that this thing is protected. We don't want anything to happen to the Banksy mural.
Aha.
or they just are hoping to capitalize on that. It's a painting of an old woman who is sneezing. Her teeth are flying out of her mouth along with tons of sputum. And she's dropped her cane in her purse. It's called Achoo. Oh, there it is right there. And so that's painted on the side of a house. And the way that they've done it, it makes it look like she's knocking the other houses down, according to this description I'm hearing. Or maybe that she's about to tumble back down those stairs.
Oh, very cute.
It is cute. It's a cute little house. They call it a... Oh, look, they're putting a piece of plastic over it.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that adorable? So anyway, it's been... They had already hung this old sign. I thought that was a done deal, and the people were disappointed to learn that the house costs more now. Anyway, there's that. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Well, I've got an engagement ring question for you after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.